I'm Phyllis Portee-Ascott, and I'm running to keep a seat on the Orange County Board of Commissioners, District 2. There are some really important things being done now to shape the future of Orange County for many years to come. With my background in business, human services, and the relationships that I have cultivated through my community involvement, I believe will help to create an Orange County that works for all of us. The top three issues that my campaign is built on are things that really impact the lives of Orange County residents every single day. It's what you hear when you turn on the radio, when you turn on the TV. It is housing for all. We want to make sure that regardless of your background, you have the opportunity to live and to thrive in Orange County. We want to make sure that the staff that work for the county can afford to work and live here if they so choose to. We want to make sure that for our residents that are coming back home because they happen to be incarcerated right now, have a place to come back to and will have an opportunity to thrive. That is one. The other is to make sure that we create workforce development opportunities or expand workforce development opportunities for our students that are graduating from high school so that they can land a good job right here in Orange County, or they can start a business here in Orange County that helps all of us to thrive. The third one is to make sure that we tackle this mental health crisis that we are facing. We know that we are in an isolation and loneliness epidemic, and it is affecting all facets of our lives. We want to make sure that folks have access to the care that they need. I hear comments about housing issues every single day. Many of our residents are very worried that when they see the increase in home values, when they see the increase in rents, they're wondering, how do I continue to live here? How will my children or my grandchildren continue to live here? So they are pressing that we think creatively about how we address this crisis to make sure that we continue to fund the longtime homeowners assistance tax program to help those homeowners who may be struggling to pay their property taxes, but also to expand the amount of money that we are putting into our rehab grants so that our homeowners who are living in substandard housing have an opportunity to have safe and decent housing. They are also encouraging us to think more broadly about talking with our federal partners to help us with this issue because it's not just an Orange County issue and it's not something that can just be solved here in Orange County. So we will need assistance from the federal government to fund those affordable housing programs that are listed on the HUD website and USDA website. So it's bringing in as many people as possible. It is engaging our advisory boards more to help us to think more critically about how we can address this housing crisis that we're in. Access to broadband is a thing that when I'm talking to constituents, they are so grateful that we agreed to tackle. And this is the commissioners before I was there. But now having 28,000 unserved households that will have access to broadband by the end of the year, I think is phenomenal. The constituents are grateful. I'm grateful that they had the foresight to do so. In 2023, Orange County was ranked the second best county in this state to live in, the 23rd best county in this nation to live in. The commissioners have done a great job so far, and I think it is a delicate balancing act to balance the needs that we are facing and considering how that really will impact our property owners. So I think that they've done a phenomenal job. I think that they have always tried to incorporate as many people as possible when looking at our needs and how to address those needs and how we're funding those. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think that she's a wife, she's a mom, an entrepreneur, a business owner, a minister, a community leader who believes in Orange County, who believes in supporting public schools, supporting human service programs, supporting small business development and assistance. I want them to think of me as someone who loves Orange County and is committed to ensuring that it is an inclusive, equitable, and just community where all of us have the opportunity to thrive.